Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't want to put you in a tough spot or anything because I know
don't
it's...
Don't do it then.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. I'm just going to ask you a question.
Well, wait a minute. If you have a question that you're going to ask me that you think is going to put me in a tough spot, then you are going to put me in a tough spot.
It's debatable. But I just know that if I do, it's not what I want to do. I just am curious about this answer. So at the end of this game last night,
yeah, me like every game. Other. The greatest game ever played in the NFL, I thought.
Even if it's not, it's right up there.
So many aspects, so many situational things that were going on and so many things to say.
So, I mean, I've got to get up at a very early hour like all of us do. Oh. But I'm wide awake watching this, wide awake.
At your home, you get your hand down your pants. And I'm sitting at the studio.
You know, I'm not getting paid for fondling my balls. You're getting paid sitting on that set, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah,
I'd gladly go in. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and I'm awake, wide awake, eyes wide open after that, like feeling like I just played in the game. It was so intense. Do you guys have to go into a full sprint to get to NCIS Hawaii? I mean, come on.
All right, what are we doing?
So all I want to do is get highlights and listen to what you guys have to say, and you guys are breaking into your 40 time to get into NCIS Hawaii. It's like nobody gives a crap about that show. Nobody even watches shows like that anymore. There's 50 gazillion people out there
and
that
as
are watching.
You just said greatest game ever.
Like, and then I got to switch over to the NFL Network and watch Joe Thomas and some other guy who retired after 2 years break it down with Chris Rose. Meanwhile, I could get Hall of Famers and guys who played and like I mean guys who played in Super Bowls breaking it down on CBS. But instead. I mean, you know, you're halfway into the credits of NCIS Hawaii, which I didn't even know existed.
You guys are speed reading, for God's sake.
NCIS Hawaii, oh, aloha. I mean, what are we doing?
All right. So, yeah, you put me in a really tough spot here. You know, I don't make these decisions.
Okay.
I would have liked to have stayed on for a good half hour, get to some of the interviews, get some of the answers from some of the coaches, and also debate some of the things that went on. That's what I love about what we do. That's why I say what I say at halftime. You know, hey, don't go for two until you have to. And I'm sorry if you went to MIT, Harvard, or Yale. I don't want to upset you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who builds a billion-dollar stadium east-west? You know, that's why I say those things when we have that opportunity.
Watching.
Because
yeah.
You know what? I know people are watching. I know people are involved. And I know people are thinking the same thing that I'm thinking. And I want to be able to say that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, we are Viacom CBS. We're not just CBS Sports. We are a part of a much larger company that has also another aspect to it. And we have to be sensitive to that. Now, sometimes we can't stay on because of NFL contractual rules, which was really weird because leading into our NFL Today yesterday, the Rams and the Bucks were still playing. Mm-hmm. We had college basketball on CBS that ended early. So we actually started before the scheduled start time for the NFL Today. But contractually, we can't say that at that time we are the NFL Today because that's something that the NFL won't allow us to do.
That's silly, but that had contractual obligations had nothing to do with last night.
Right. So this is all has to do with the almighty dollar. We all know that.
But let me ask you, though. More people would have watched your post game than NCIS Hawaii.
Well, the thing about NCIS Hawaii is what the hope is that you're bringing probably the largest audience you've had all year because this game was incredible, and you're bringing it to this show. And the thought, I'm assuming, I don't know the answer, but I'm just assuming that the thought is you bring a big audience into a show like that, then maybe you gain more traction.
It sucks.
Over the life of that show. And I didn't hear that because I didn't have my earpiece.
No, it was very... Al said
it sucks.
Yeah, okay. All right, so, by the way, any one of you guys want to call the head of Viacom CBS, I'll get you his or her number, and you can make that phone call. And I think they're
actually... If we do it on the air, I'd love to.
Yeah, you know, and I actually think that there are people that are in this building from Viacom CBS, right? Down on the other side of the building?
Who knows if they're actually here, though.
Yeah.
They're probably working remotely.
Making bad decisions from home.
Oh, God, you guys, like, you are putting me, like, right in the eye of the storm, and I don't know why you're doing that to me this morning.
Well, because we know, I mean...
Don't you think I was up last night watching the same thing that you were watching?
Yeah, I should have been watching you and Phil and Nate and JB and
We all would have loved to have done it, because we all are sitting there, and we know that there was a point in time, believe it or not, last night with that game, where it was going so fast... that we thought we were going to have to fill from like 9:20 to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the game slowed down. It was all the scoring. And then, of course, it went into overtime.
Yeah, but I mean, you like the if the theory is that we're going to bring this giant audience to this show, no football fan is watching NCIS Hawaii after that game. Like, they're doing what I did. I went to the NFL Network to hear more about it.
All right, so then
so it doesn't
this is
work.
What I think you should do. I think you should call a headhunter. And have that headhunter put your resume in to become the head of CBS, Viacom CBS and to make these very delicate decisions.
It's not delicate.
It sounds like you know what you want to do.
You're telling me you disagree with keeping you guys on the air?
No, I would have loved to.
Here it is. We got the biggest audience of the year, probably.
Oh, here we go.
Anti-establishment. How do we cut that down to 2% of what we just had?
Right.
Let's put it on NCIS Hawaii instead of keeping right. it through primetime.
All right, well, there you go. So,
Fryer infomercial would have kept more people around.
Damn. You know we're right. You know you can't say it, but you know
I would have loved to have stayed on. And believe me, I got a text message after the fact. With laughing emojis, with the way that you know we ended up having, and you know JB had to say aloha. Yeah,
I know.
You know,
put on. I'm surprised you didn't lay each other. You know. Hey, Stephen Waldron, are you there?
Oh God,
Stephen.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what'd you make of that rushing off to NCIS Hawaii last night on CBS?
I understood why. Everything Boomer just said, the game going long definitely didn't help. And I'm not a fan of NCIS Hawaii, but I also agree with bringing that audience in. I went to sleep as soon as the game was over, so I didn't even see.
Oh, really? You were able to go to sleep after that game? Like, I was up for at least another 45 minutes.
I was up until
1:30 in the morning. Yeah, I turned the TV right off, so it didn't keep me up.
Wow. See, I needed more of that game.
I think I got about an hour and a half of sleep.
So if you were in charge of making those decisions there, Stephen, would you have kept the guys on, or would you have gone to NCIS Hawaii?
Hello?
Stephen?
Hello?
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 You hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Yeah, now we got you. What do you got?
I said you're putting me in that tough spot now, too.
Yeah.
Definitely comes from much higher up than us, and... I understand the decision that was made.
Yeah, but we want your opinion. Of
yeah,
what
like if
you would
like
do.
You're like, climbing like, up the ladder there yeah. at CBS, if you were in charge and to show people what you would do and how you would handle it, how would you have handled
kicked
it?
Over in a second.
I would do the same thing.
You would do the same thing. Okay.
Even though you're on record as saying you're
new
not
show,
a fan
plugging
of
it.
Shut up.
Not a fan of NCAA.
He'd still go to the
on tape.
Yeah,
but I did always used to think about the poor people that really like love to watch 60 Minutes, and then like every week it was running late. Like, come on!
Well, that's a different story. We get rushed off for that.
Right. Wow, you love defending grandma, don't you?
Right, grandmothers who are paying your cable bills.
Jesus. Plus, you're if somebody stop, you're just relentless.
Plus, if somebody was DVRing NCIS Miami or whatever it was, then they would get screwed up if you guys didn't rush to it in time.
NCIS, by the way, Hawaii, 10th in the ratings with 8 million viewers.
Nice.
10th?
Yeah. That's what I just read.
In a time slot.
Yeah, for the week, the 1 week that I was looking at in January. So 8 million viewers. Terrible.
I mean, you're a major network. 10th?
And you just had the greatest football game ever.
Football's the first six, though.
Yes.
Oh, you're saying all right. So the football games are on there
Yeah,
as well.
It's a popular show.
I thought it was just going, I thought you were saying up against the competition in that time slot.
No, I think the 10th or 11th most popular show right now.
NCIS Hawaii.
Yeah.
But football's more popular.
Much more.
By a lot.
By a lot.
Okay.
Just you're right.
Yes, I know. Hey, look, I understand your frustration. Yeah. I know you needed more of the booms because we weren't going to get enough of them the next day, of course.
Well, I mean, come on. It was really, I mean, of course it's you guys, but it was really the game.
Like, I know. I needed and we were in the moment with the game.
Yeah. Aloha, folks. I'm JB.
Oh, well, you guys could have gone over to HQ, maybe.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, please.
The tumbleweeds. The tumbleweed postgame over at CBS HQ.
Okay, boys. Have you fun?
Did you have your fun?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.